When you think of salary negotiations, picking apples and cherries isn't the first job that probably comes to your mind. By and large, individual farm workers don't control much about their work environment. But in Yakima, growers and workers alike say the use of cell phones has shaken up the labor market. Correspondent Rowan Moore Garrity has this story.
On a rare day off at the height of the apple harvest, Eduardo Cruz sits in the garage with his housemates, playing cards and talking shop. This morning, the orchard manager called to tell him to stay home because of the rain. Not long ago, he says, you had to go all the way to the orchard to see if there was work, often wasting time and gas. Cell phones have changed that. And they're bringing the same efficiency to the job search. This year I picked Honeycrisp for $42 a bin. At other farms, they paid $35 a bin for Honeycrisp, or $30. Consulting with friends and family via cell phone lets Cruz suss out disparities in wages. He says some places are much more difficult to work than others. When the orchard is on a slope where the trees are too tall to pick from the ground. Of course, workers have always shared this kind of information. It just didn't happen this fast. In Outlook, grower Charlie De La Chapelle says cell phones have made the workforce more mobile.
And that's a good thing, because if in fact we are short of people and we have a good price, they call their buddies and they bring them.
Here's the flip side.
You don't know who's going to show up tomorrow.
I visit Chappelle's farm on their first day picking Fujis.
You can see there's a lot of fruit on the ground.
There's extra work here, since these apples have to be sorted as they're picked and handled carefully. The ground is littered with discarded fruit. Paying just $27 a bin, orchard manager Art Thompson is worried that this extra work could cost him his crew.
We got a pretty steady crew, but believe me, if I let them keep making this wage all day, the cell phones will start being picked up.
Chappelle and others say cell phones have reduced the variations in pay you often see from farm to farm. It's basic economics. Free-flowing information leads to a freer market. Researchers have made similar observations about cell phones across the developing world. Agricultural economist Philip Martin recalls one study of fishermen in southern India.
If you're out in your little boat and you've got a bunch of fish, you have more power to know which port to take them to by calling the various fish brokers and saying, what are you paying?
In Washington, recent bumper crops of apples have kept demand for labor high, and pay has crept upwards from year to year. Back in his garage, Eduardo Cruz says, let's not overstate the gains.
Sí, han aumentado los precios.
Yes, pay is up by $4, $5, $6, even $10 a bin, he says. But the price of gas has gone up too, and so has the price of food. In Yakima, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.